That was the voice of John McClain. He will be joining us shortly. We're on his schedule. He'll probably waddle in here halfway through the segment. We'll say what's up to him. He's also on the Triple Threat on Fridays for Football Friday. We're joined by Brian Jones to talk some college football at 11 a.m. Mad Radio has Kylie Wong at 8 and then Wade Smith at 9. Get your Football Friday started right here with your friends at Sports Radio 610. I'm going to give you guys an opportunity right now. We're going to go on record right now, and I'm going to mark this. We're talking about the Texans, and we're talking about how they stack up with the Kansas City Chiefs after what we saw last night in Monday Night Football. Given the fact that we're doing that and given the fact that we're having those conversations, are Fred Landry and Lopez ready to crown the Houston Texans AFC South champs 6 weeks before the season's over?
Yeah, I am.
I'm with you. Let's do it. Let's do it.
I am.
Are we crowning them? Are we crowning them? Are we making this unanimous?
I'm crowning the Texans AFC South champions. You can mark it. Book it.
Yeah, because, I mean, listen, I mean, and you know, with all the Texan fans who you know, it's funny how all you Texan fans that have been bitching about this offense, suddenly today.
Now you're defending it.
Now all of a sudden this offense, oh, well, you know, that defense.
How about that offensive line?
Yeah, that'll give us a shot, and that's the only reason why is because the offense and the line, and, you know, if we can just slow them down and keep the offenses off the field, then, you know, our offense has got a shot. I mean, you know, figure out your argument. All right, figure out your argument. All right, shape it however you want to shape it. I mean, listen, the Chiefs' defense is not great. We get that, okay? But if we've learned anything in today's NFL, all right, you don't need good defenses anymore. All right, you just need.
It's becoming obsolete.
What did you say? What did you say before the show? You need your defense to do what?
Just make a play. Just make a couple plays.
Hold them to three.
Yeah. Well, yes. Then don't break. But what I'm saying is, even if you get in shootouts like this, and don't get confused. You know, this is not going to be the norm in the NFL. This attempt to play this kind of offense is going to be the norm. People are going to try.
It's going to start.
No, it's going to start. It has started. But what I'm saying is, people have to have the personnel to pull this off.
Yeah.
They're going to try to open it up. They're going to try to do more, but it's not going to automatic. Like the Buffalo Bills cannot do what we saw last night, even if they had those coaches, until they get the personnel.
No, I'm with you 110% on that, but let's not pretend that this is suddenly. I mean, last night, obviously, it was on a grand scale for all to see during the regular season, but let's not forget in the Super Bowl last year, there was 1,151 yards of total offense, okay, in last year's Super Bowl, okay? So
that's the apex.
That's what I'm saying, where defense wins championships, and you got to be ready to play playoff football because that's where, you know, having a good defense, you know, counters having a good offense. No, there was Nick Foles out-dueled Tom Brady to the tune of, 400 to 500 yards passing last year, okay? So that was Nick Foles, who we all saw during the first part of the regular season in the preseason looked like hot garbage and was a backup for a reason, all right? So, no, this idea that, the defenses are going to make a difference. Yeah, if you got a defense that can make a play, which we saw last night three different times, twice by the Rams, once by the Chiefs, and we know one thing about this Texans defense. This Texans defense can make plays, but the problem is, do you have an offense that can keep up? And right now, the Texans don't.
No, that's just a fact. Right now, it can change. Sports are fluid. So, I mean, Deshaun Watson could look like he did last season, but as we sit right now, based on what we've seen 11 weeks in, I understand the pessimism, but again, like I said yesterday, I'm not going to count Deshaun Watson out until I see him face the Kansas City Chiefs on the big stage or face one of these elite teams, because that was the selling point on Deshaun Watson. When the moment is its biggest, Deshaun Watson elevates his play.
The Jordan factor.
So I'm not going to sit here and say that if the Texans play the Chiefs, Deshaun Watson can't go toe-to-toe with Pat Mahomes. I understand the skepticism, but I'm not dismissing it.
Well, I'll put it maybe a proviso on what you just said, and that would be he's capable. He's capable of doing these things, of going toe-to-toe with Mahomes or whomever.
When has he had a chance to show his it?
That's the thing.
That's the thing.
Not this year, he hasn't.
Yeah.
And even last year, I mean, in the big scheme of things, it was early in the season, and it was only six games. And those weren't huge games, although he did go shine in New England and in Seattle, which aren't like small games or anything like that. But the it factor was what I was sold on Deshaun Watson, and I have not seen Deshaun Watson in position to show
but he's
that
capable.
It factor.
We know it.
I'll tell you what. I would say the Dallas game, he showed some it factor. I would say the Miami game, he showed some it factor. The problem is that last night it was a back and forth. Your quarterback versus my quarterback. That's the problem that we haven't seen with Deshaun yet. Deshaun has not had that moment. Now, could it come in 2 weeks? when Andrew Luck comes to town.
Yeah.
I mean, because really,
Luck's going to be. Let's call it what it is.
That's really for the. I mean, you know, we thought it might be Mariota. I mean, I think we've all agreed right now he's garbage, and I'm not sure that I'd want to be my quarterback moving forward. Clearly, we know about Blake Bortles. So right now, the next decade of this division, you know, we're going to see the preview of it is going to be Andrew Luck versus Deshaun Watson.
And that's great. I'm so glad that Andrew's doing his thing, and that's going to be exciting to watch. You know the people who had to be most disgusted watching that game yesterday? And it's hard to imagine a football fan being disgusted watching that game. First of all, there were probably a couple, but the people that were most disgusted, the grounds crew in Mexico.
Oh.
Y'all dropped the ball not having that game in your backyard. Like, you had to have been watching that just saying, my goodness.
Did you see all the people in Mexico that were tweeting?
At the bars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people made these plans.
Don't drink that water.
I feel so bad for them, man.
Did you ever have the worm with the tequila?
Oh, yeah. Mezcal? Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what it's called. It's called a worm to me.
It's mezcal.
I tell you what. It's amazing. All right. Listen, folks. I get the defenses last night were not good, all right? But I've got folks texting me right now saying that, you know, defenses have won championships in the last few years for Denver and Seattle, and I would argue that our offense is better than those teams and our defense is close.
Offense is better than those?
Than the teams.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, but it's a different year. I mean, you can't take the Texans and put them back in the Denver-Seattle years and not put the Rams and Chiefs there as well. Mm-hmm. Like, the league has changed. Like, you can't do that. Like, it's not like you can get a time machine, put this Texans team back to facing the ghost of Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. The league is changing right now. And these high-powered offenses, these are where the league is at right now.
That's it.
That's where it is.
Mm-hmm. No, it totally is. And there was a great article written in, I think it was Connor Orr from Sports Illustrated, said that this is what you're going to see moving forward.
I disagree with that. I think this is what the attempt is going to be. But again, you have to have personnel, man. You have to have the trigger man.
Well, you're going to see more teams start to try to emulate this. Now, as you alluded to, will it work?
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, it's basically just going to be the Big 12 and Pac-12ization of the mm-hmm. NFL, mm-hmm. which is what you saw, because guess what? Goff is a Pac-12 guy.
Right.
Mahomes is a Big 12 guy.
Well, and the other part of it is you're all you have to do on defense is have enough players that can do. No, it's hard to find an Aaron Donald to get that, but to have enough players who can make a play.
Yeah.
The Chiefs made some plays defensively.
They were 6-3 and outs last night.
Right. Let's say it's a 38-35 game in the fourth quarter. Okay, you're not going to shut people out. It's not going to be, you know, a 7-3 game like the last time Monday night had this type of game in 1990 when it was the Giants and the 49ers. But at 38-35, you just need somebody to make a play.
Yeah.
Just make one play defensively, and that's going to be the difference.
No, it totally will be the difference. And like you said, there was 21 points of defensive scores last night as well. John McClain in studio. Johnny Mack. You tweeted out last night, you've been watching, covering football since 1970, which I'm not the greatest mathematician in the world, but that's a long time. What on earth were you thinking? Football since
1960. Yeah, I've been watching Monday Night Football since the first game in 70.
What mm-hmm. was I, when you watched that game last night, I mean, I'm guessing you'd never seen anything quite like that in a regular season game.
Never seen anything like that in a postseason game either.
Okay.
It's funny to me. I've been reading everything all day. Some people want more defense, and I prefer games like 37, 34, 38, mm-hmm. 35, but it was the fourth quarter that set this one apart. There's not anybody in the Kansas City organization that wouldn't rather have an ugly 23-21 win than that defeat with five turnovers. And I just saw a great stat somebody had. It's going back to Tech, that's four times Mahomes has scored 50 and lost because his teams couldn't play defense, so they mm-hmm. turned it over. But I agree with you. That thing on SI.com about every team trying to do that. No, you do what fits your talent. Texans won't be able to do that till they can get a better offensive line and protect Watson. And Watson had a shootout with Luck, 37-34 overtime this year because they got ahead. Luck brought him back, and then they had to throw it all over the place. And they're not doing that now because they can't protect him. Sunday was a great example. You lose two guards. I asked Bill O'Brien yesterday, what would you have done if you lost another lineman? He said, we have a plan. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I asked him if he'd consider suiting up an extra lineman now because of those injuries, and he said, possibly. It's all about protecting your quarterback. And when Mahomes got hit last night, that's when he had a lot of his turnovers.
Mm-hmm. And we're also just forgetting, you know, at some point, you have to have a howitzer on your shoulder like yeah. Mahomes. I mean, that protection, no protection. He was moving around. He was running for his life a lot too, John. I mean, but
he
at
was.
Some point, that second touchdown, I think it was the second one, going against his grain, just used his wrist.
Yeah,
and just,
throws it to Chris Conley.
He's also got the fastest receiver in the league. I just read Tyreek Hill has 357 yards, and I can't remember how many touchdowns in their two losses to New England, and now this one. And him to get, I can't believe they didn't face more two deep coverage to keep him from just blowing by guys. And New Orleans is still the best team, scoring at a record breaking pace. They're going to end up with home field advantage, although they do have a tough schedule. And but I think it's going to end up, you know, Andy Reid has won two playoff games at home since he's been in Kansas City. So even though he's got a great team, you know, they could be facing in January at Arrowhead terrible weather that will require them to run the ball a lot. And they got Kareem Hunt, but that would take away from what they do best. So there's no guarantee, because the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC, that Andy Reid, he's still got to prove to their fans he can win playoff games at home.
No, that is the big knock. That is a big knock. Everybody texting in Andy Reid, a.k.a. Mike D'Antoni. But I'm going to go back to what I've been saying, and I think it's pretty clear after you saw it last night. He's never had a Pat Mahomes. And we've never seen an Andy Reid offense do this.
He better get a better. He better play better defense in January.
Ah, they'll be all right.
You'd think, since they do play outdoors. Like Philadelphia was terrible in the first – last year when they – first playoff game, didn't they score like 19 or 17 points in Philly? But you have, and Andy knows this, you have to be prepared for bad weather when you have to run and play defense.
Nah, they'll figure out a way.
And Mahomes has got to be careful. Some of the shots he took, man. Oh,
he took some big shots last night, but at the same time, too, I mean, it was Aaron Donald, and that's the kind of stuff Aaron Donald does. Speaking of Andy Reid's play cousin, Justin Reid, who is in the discussion for Defensive Rookie of the Year, and of course, you know, he had the touchdown, the pick six, which is the kind of plays we're talking about. That if you're going to win games like that, you need your defense to step up. Well, caught a little criticism after the game from one Mr. Honey Badger, a.k.a. Tyrann Mathieu, on his celebration.
I was truly impressed with his running skills. He did get docked for his celebration. I did not approve that. We didn't even talk about it. So we'll discuss that. We'll fix that. Get him a little bit of swagger.
All right, so that's him, which I didn't think his celebration was that bad. I mean, you know, I get the whole thing. But this was Justin Reid, who probably, you know, in some nice way, didn't agree.
It's the first time he's ever been in the end zone.
Well, that too, John, that's a solid point. Let's hear what Justin had to say.
I was in the moment. He was right. He was right. But I don't even got a good excuse for you with what that was. It was just kind of something that was a spur of the moment type of deal.
Spur them on. I mean, what do you want him to do?
Hard to believe he's never had a pick six.
Isn't that something?
Matthew's had a bunch of them going back to high school, but he just never had one. So maybe next time he'll have a better celebration plan.
All right, so that's that. Justin Reid feeling pretty good about himself. Real quick, some of the guys that, and we can get into their stats later on the program, but off the top of our dome here, John McClain, as far as guys that are in the discussion, and you got to believe after last weekend that Justin Reid should start getting a little bit more run as far as notoriety for the defensive player of the year,
you would think, but I haven't. You know, everybody keeps talking about Derwin James with the Chargers.
Right.
And there's somebody, Darius Leonard.
For the Colts, Denzel Ward for the Browns, and Chubb for the Broncos.
And Leonard gets a lot of weekly love because of all the tackles he's making, and that's great. But sometimes, I remember before that first game, he had an unbelievable number of tackles, and I saw one thing, how many of them were down the field.
Yeah,
right.
And they weren't in the backfield. They weren't at the line of scrimmage. So I know he's really good, and he's going to have all those tackles, and he's going to have some sacks, and Reed's not. So I think, and the fact that the Colts have turned it around and they're really good now, I think that Leonard will win in handily.
Colts could have the offensive and defensive rookie of the year.
They could, but that guard's not going to win it.
But I don't know. He's getting a lot of publicity.
He's getting a lot of pub. There's no way a guard's going to get it. There are other
who is offensive? Am I missing somebody obvious?
Their other second round pick
that guy.
Is And they're a great example of how you can turn around an offensive line in a year. Nelson, first-round pick. Braden Smith, right tackle, second-round pick. They have invested three ones, a two, and a free agent in their offensive line compared to the Texans, a two and two free agents and an undrafted free agent and a fourth-round pick. That's why I can't wait to see what Brian Gain does rebuilding the line, considering he's got a one and two twos and a three and have a lot of cap money.
Yeah.
Based on the play of the draft choices so far, that bodes pretty well for what they're going to do in the next draft.
All right, that's John McClain, part of his weekly visit every Tuesday. All right, coming up next, we will take a look at the AFC playoff picture. What is the Texans' recipe for making a playoff run? How does John see him after what went down last night?
I got the most important question of the week.
And you've if that's not
you want to hear the most important question of the week?
What is it?
I'll tell you.
All right, stick around. Don't go anywhere.